The first thing you might notice about this canoe, the one closest to you, is that it has no bottom. That's because it's a canoe for spirits who require no hull. Spirit canoes are the largest of all sculptures made by the Azmat people of New Guinea. But like many other Azmat art forms, they were used only once and then discarded. The carved figures perched on the canoe's long gunwales represent various spirits. At the center, the turtle, which lays many eggs, symbolizes fertility. The strange Z-shaped creature behind the turtle is an okom, a dangerous water spirit that crawls on the bottom of the river. The remaining figures represent water spirits called Ambirak and Etsjo. The canoe was made for a male initiation ceremony in which novices were secluded in a special house called the Amak Chem. Curator Eric Chelgren explains.
During the climax of the ceremony, the spirit canoe was brought up to the door of the Amak Chem and laid across it. As each one of the boys emerged from the house, he crawled on his belly across the carving, typically over the turtle at the center of the carving.
At this moment, he was transformed from a boy into a man. An elder immediately seized the new initiate and ritually cut his body. The cuts healed into permanent scarification patterns that marked his new status.